This is a study that we recently had published that was done as part of a PhD study, and it really identified features of sports bras that Australian women didn't like and tried to identify why so many of them aren't wearing proper support when they exercise. The three main features that they really didn't like were the straps digging in, the straps slipping off their shoulders, or the fasteners, particularly around the straps, digging in. So it's this whole discomfort. They just can't seem to get the straps right of the bra. Many females just assume that bras are meant to be uncomfortable. They don't realise that this is not right. We should be able to exercise in comfort. So we want women to be educated about the correct fit of bras, the correct design of bras, so they can exercise in comfort. Also, as you say, manufacturers, it's important that we look at the design, but the design of bras on evidence, on what features need to be focused upon to ensure that we get good support, but good support comfortably.
So how do you educate women on how to buy a good sports bra?
Well, this is the challenge at the moment. Our passion here, obviously, in the laboratory is to do the research and then translate that research into educational resources. So we have, for example, the recently released Exercise and Breast Support pamphlet, and that's been sponsored by Sports Medicine Australia. Why that is so important is that allows this information to be distributed through their extensive clinical network to coaches, also trainers, and hopefully via those particular professionals, they can educate their patients, their athletes, on those components that are so important.
Well, it's all good to have these athletes that are being taught how to be fitted properly. What about the everyday woman that just goes for a jog or goes to the gym who doesn't have a trainer or someone to fit them properly?
To us, that's equally important, if not even more important. We are really trying to target all women, irrespective of age, health status, or their level of involvement in sport. We want them all to be able to select a bra so they can get the correct support and be comfortable out there while they're active. I mean, these resources are available on the web, they're free of charge, and we really hope that they can get that message so that they can access the resources.
And there's obviously a gap there with younger women, and how do you target them?
We are passionate at the moment to try and develop educational resources for the school environment. We're working on a project now that ultimately we would have a package in every classroom in every high school in their PDHPE program that could again allow this to be part of a normal PE lesson, that you learn about alcohol, you learn about smoking and all the negativities. Well, we also need to learn about how to put a bra on, because it can have negative health consequences if it's not done properly.
I'm Dr. Deirdre McGee, a senior lecturer at the University of Wollongong and a researcher in the Biomechanics Research Laboratory, and I'm also a sports physiotherapist.
So why is it so important to have women in the correct bra?
If the bra fit is incorrect, then no matter how good or how supportive the bra is, it won't work. So if it's too big or too small, it won't support your breasts and limit breast movement. And the problem with insufficient breast support is that it can lead to breast discomfort, it can lead to embarrassment over the appearance of the breast bouncing up and down, and both of those are barriers to women participating in physical activity. So adolescent girls will choose not to maintain sport, and women will exclude themselves from sport. So when we look at children, males and females have the same level of activity. Once girls hit adolescence, they drop off, and then in adult, drop off again. So we need to look at every barrier to keeping females active. So this is one barrier to why females decrease their activity. However, it shouldn't exist. We can eliminate this barrier through education.
And why are women in the wrong bras?
I don't think it's rocket science, and I don't believe women are stupid. Okay, so all those two reasons that men come up with first, let's discard. One issue is there's no standard size. So the bra sizing system is poor. And so women are commonly wearing several sizes of bras in different brands. So they're not one size. So that's confusing. Secondly, a bra has to fit like a glove. It's not like a pair of pants or a shirt. If it's a bit too big or a bit too small, it's just the look. In order to support the breast, it has to fit really well, it has to fit perfectly. And women aren't good at getting that fit right and don't have an expectation that bras should be comfortable. They're happy to wear something that's uncomfortable if they think they look good in it. Lastly, it's not information that mothers have passed down to daughters, because mothers haven't known. So it should have been information of health that was passed down. And because the mothers don't know, the daughters don't know. And we're hoping, say, through our high school project, that we'll, from educating the daughters, we'll educate the mothers, which is what happened in one of the studies that we did with adolescent girls.
How hard is it to get a bra fit right?
It's not hard at all. And you just need the basic information in a structured format. And I think that's what hasn't happened. On bra websites from manufacturers that teach you how to fit a bra, there's too much information. They give, so it's streams for women to go through. What we've done as educators is given what are the essential criteria you need to look for to tell if your bra fits. And it's not complicated, and we've presented it very simply. Very commonly, women have the band too loose, and the band is the primary support of the breasts. So the band has to not move up and down as you move your arms, and not too tight so it's uncomfortable. With the cups, there needs to be no wrinkles or gaps in the cups, that's too big, or no bulging of breast tissue to the side or under the armpit. With the underwire, it must be sitting on your bone. So it must be sitting on your ribs, in your armpit, and on your breastbone at the front. With the straps, they need to be firm but not uncomfortable. And with the front centre of the bra between the two cups, that must be sitting flush against your breastbone, not gapping away.
What are the next steps now to get women into these right bras? What are we going to do now from here?
Well, what we would encourage women to do is to go to the Sports Medicine website and check out this pamphlet, because it very simply gives women information of how to tell if a bra is supportive enough and how to tell if it fits, and to independently do it themselves.